Some people look at a flag swaying in the breeze at the White House and they say, that's America. Me, whenever I see an American flag hung in the window of a basement apartment by guys who have better things to do with their money than buy curtains, I say, that's America to me. In America, there are 51 states, or maybe it's 80 by now. Does England count? I'm not quite sure. The one thing I am sure of, though, is if I'm standing in a warehouse beside a time clock and a guy is punching in for his best friend who is too hungover to get out of bed, I'm standing in America, the makeover capital of the world, the place where every young man has to answer in his heart the question, what do you love more, your girlfriend or your car? And where that young man can buy a beat-up car for $300 and has to spend $1,000 to insure it. Where else can even a paperboy option the film rights to a book? A woman on an assembly line works out her overtime in her head to infinity. And at the exact same moment, her husband gets into a car accident because he's looking at a girl in a tube top. In America, where spelling doesn't count, people's pets do. Where else can a guy get a job riding a whale at Marineland? But in America. In America, a guy's girlfriend breaks up with him over the phone. So he gets a gun and kills the principal. Everyone is sad until they get the day off. Next week, another guy, another gal, another we can still be friends phone call. Uh-oh. The assistant principal gets it. And everyone's sad because they don't get the day off. Because he's just the assistant principal. America, a land of opportunity. Yes, that great lumbering beast that journeys tirelessly, stops only to eat a clubhouse sandwich, pick its teeth with a matchbook cover, and fall asleep with the TV on. Again, America, a place for Americans.
Off. This is all we know.
This is what we are.
Yeah. My father and my grandfather did this job until he got too old. He was sitting here one day and the fish shifted. And he got pulled in right there. That's got to be worth something.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Hey, don't worry, Randy. He'll never get this through the union. They're way too strong.
I'm sorry, Farrell. It looks like the union sold you out.
Summers, for example, used to seem so long when you were a kid, eh?
Yeah.
Now they just fly by, right?
That's true.
Buffalo used to roam right over there where you catch your bus. Yeah. Tina Yothers used to be just a little girl.
I think what Mr. McKim is trying to say is that the industry has changed. That a man, his name is Proud, bare arms lying in a trough of dead fish just doesn't mean as much as the almighty dollar. Isn't that it, Mr. McKim?
Is that it?